Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell Podcast on the iHeartRadio app. And on from 1 to 4, then after 4 o'clock, John Cobell Show on demand. That's the podcast version on the iHeart app. Today, this is required listening. From 2 to 2.30, we had John McKinney on, one of the deputy DAs who's running against George Gascon to become the district attorney. He's one of two candidates we are recommending you vote for on Tuesday or before to replace Gascon. And you can only vote for one, but I wanted to put out two names because I would love for two candidates to get a boost and they end up being in the top two. Crowd out Gascon. No Gascon, no Jeff Chemerinsky, the mini Gascon. We can't have these guys anymore. So we need at least two really strong candidates, and we need everybody to vote for McKinney or Hatami, either one. And we've got to get one, maybe both, in there. And the rest of the candidates, most of them are really good, but I really want somebody from the inside to take on Gascon. We'll talk tomorrow with the other selection that we picked. LaWanda Hawkins is coming on with us. She has a group, Justice for Murdered Children, for many years. And she's helping put together an L.A. County crime victim forum tomorrow from 6 to 8 o'clock in South Los Angeles, 249 South Los Angeles Avenue. And invited Gascon, and he won't come. And let's get LaWanda Hawkins on. LaWanda.
Good afternoon, John, and thanks for having me on.
Well, thank you for coming on. Talk about your organization first, and then we'll talk a little about your son. What is this event that you're a part of tomorrow night?
Well, tomorrow night is crime victims. It's just not Justice for Murdered Children. It's a numerous groups of crime victim organizations coming together to put on a forum, and we invited all 12 candidates, but you know, our friend refuses to come and talk to crime victims. We've been planning this for a couple of months, and somehow he can't find it in his schedule to meet with us. But we know he have taken time out of his schedule to meet with the criminals in the community. But victims, he has said no. And we're a little concerned because who's ever watching his email sent the email back to us, said, didn't we tell you already he wasn't coming, to really let victims know that, hey, don't count on him.
Don't you know we really don't care about you?
Yeah, I want everyone to send a little message to them, like, thanks.
Yeah.
For not standing up for crime victims.
Now,
Thank you for standing up for criminals.
The other DA candidates are coming, or most of them?
The 11 others have agreed to attend. He's the only candidate that... Yes, that's what we can't understand. And especially when he's out there in the community talking about he support black and brown families and he's supporting black and brown communities, and then he turns his back.
That is the part of his philosophy that I never understood. He says the reason for his policies, one of the reasons, is he thinks that black men are disproportionately sent to prison. But he never addresses that black and brown citizens are disproportionately the victims of these crimes. So I don't understand his lack of caring for minority victims.
You hit it right on the head. And that's what we want to ask him. Has he spoke to the L.A. County Coroner's Office, or has he checked the cemeteries where we have these black and brown murdered victims? And we thought he should be concerning himself with murder victims, not with the individuals in jail. And while he's neglecting the high rate of violence and murder within these black and brown communities.
Yeah, I know. It just doesn't make any sense. Because I thought if you've committed the crime, if you've murdered or assaulted or stolen or whatever it is, you should go to prison, period. I mean, based on your actions. And for some,
you would think that, but Gaston says no. They are allowed to have a second chance.
Well, how many people do they get to harm? Because it seems like they get more than a second chance. It's got
to
be.
That's what we want to know. We see murderers killed 2 to 3 times before being arrested and brought into the judicial system. We're concerned with that. And Chief Willie, former LAPD Chief Willie Williams, said that years ago, that this is a problem.
Yeah,
for Gaston to take our criminal justice system and make it into a what we call a mockery, where he has put criminals on top of victims, even in his office with the people that he has brought in, it was like sends a message to crime victims that hey, he don't care about us, our voices. Yeah, he has done everything to neglect, disrespect, and disregard us.
What kind of work do you do for Justice for Murdered Children? What's the purpose of that group specifically?
Justice for Murdered Children is a nonprofit organization that helps families of murder victims. Unfortunately, the only way to be a member of this organization is to have a loved one murdered. So that's why we never have look for members. We never have a membership drive. And what Gaston is doing to us is traumatizing the families more. Besides having their loved ones murdered, they're being traumatized by the district attorney with his behavior. When he swore in office, he violated our rights right then and there with these enhancements that he was removing, knowing he was going to hurt crime victims.
I can't believe. I harped on this forever, is that the gun enhancements, he will not charge murderers with gun enhancements, even though that could significantly lengthen the sentence. Why would you give a break to somebody who's running around murdering? I don't understand it. And the victims and the victims' families, he doesn't give you the time of day.
Not at all. But if we would have pulled that trigger, he would have given us the time of day. He would have came up with a program saying why we didn't deserve to be in jail. And it's just the hardest thing to accept that the person who's supposed to be watching out for us is the one that's victimizing us. We think that he should have ran as a public defender instead of a district attorney, because then we could have accepted what he's doing. But to be the district attorney and to play these games against crime victims is totally unfair.
Do a lot of people on your side of town feel that way towards him?
Oh, quite a few, especially every day. We're in the courtroom with this resentencing. I'm thinking about my friend Jane, both of her parents being murdered. I'm thinking about Barbara, her son, with this resentencing. Roma, her son. Juvenile Justice Tony, he's down there in East L.A. fighting these people. Jessica, East L.A., fighting for her son who got murdered. Yeah, it is a serious, serious problem.
Because sometimes
everyone's concerned.
I read that, you know, he's got maybe total 25% support in the city. I'm thinking, who's the 25%? Where are they living? Why would they want this?
I would like to know that, too. We would like to know these 25% of the people that he's saying that is supporting him when he has a record showing that he does not support public safety or crime victims here in L.A. County.
Talk about what happened to your son so people understand the origins of where you're coming from here and why you have this organization.
Unfortunately, my only child was murdered in December of 1995 here in L.A. And after that, I felt as though victims like me needed to get involved with the criminal justice system. And I thank God for my board, because if it wasn't for Justice for Murdered Children Board, I wouldn't be able to do these things. And the people that sit on my board are magnificent. They're not people who have had a loved one murdered, but they're everyday individuals who have lived, you know, out in the community, who are aware of the different things that are going on, and they are on a board watching out for families like us. And I thank God for them every day. But I don't want to say their name because I might have said some things on here that I might not have supposed to say it about.
Yeah, Mom,
that's what
this show is for. So Justice for Murdered Children is your group, and you're part of the L.A. County Crime Victims Forum, which is going to be tomorrow night from 6 to 8 o'clock. And the forum is going to be at 249 South Los Angeles Avenue. And is there a particular building you're in, a particular venue?
Yes, we're at the Budokan at 249 South Los Angeles. Yes, it's a new community center. Just got built maybe 3 years ago, and it's a beautiful location. And I'm so thankful that they're going to have us there.
And you're going to have Gascon's 11 challengers for DA, but not Gascon, because he won't come.
You're absolutely right. And at 8 p.m. after the forum is over, crime victims, we will rally against this behavior that Gascon has put on us, against this neglect, disrespect, and disregard.
Well, I hope you have a great event tomorrow night, right? Tomorrow night, 6 o'clock. Have a great event, and everybody there has got to find an alternative to Gascon.
Oh, most definitely. We're asking people to get out on March the 5th and vote for the candidates that support crime victims. Please do not vote for anyone who don't support crime victims. Don't give them your vote.
All right, LaWanda, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me. And thanks for standing up for crime victims.
All right. LaWanda Hawkins, Justice for Murdered Children. More coming up. John Cobalt Show.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
After 4 o'clock, we post the podcast, John Cobalt on Demand. And today, featuring an interview with John McKinney, one of two candidates that we are recommending that you vote for to replace George Gascon. We're going to announce the other one tomorrow and interview them as well. McKinney, a deputy deputy DA here in L.A. County. And the reason we're recommending two is we want two guys. You can only vote for one, but we want two guys to be in the top two to go on to November. So Gascon gets elbowed out, and the other left-wing progressive nut job, Jeff Chemerinsky. Both of them. No Gascon, no Chemerinsky. Let's get two of the good guys there. And John McKinney's one, and we'll talk about the other tomorrow. Now, you know, in September, they passed a law raising the minimum wage for fast food workers to $20 an hour. You know, soon there's going to be a mass exodus from this place.
Oh, I know.
And everyone's going to be working at a Taco Bell. It's called the Fast Food Accountability and Standards Act. And some restaurants got exemptions. Panera Bread got an exemption. And a possible reason is Greg Flynn, who's a billionaire and the CEO of the restaurant group that owns two dozen Panera Bread locations, gave Gavin Newsom a big campaign donation. He's worth $1 billion and has donated $164,000 to Newsom's campaigns. And curiously, Panera Bread got an exemption from the $20 an hour minimum wage requirement.
Well, that's not fair.
No, that's not fair. Although it doesn't say specifically Panera Bread, but what it says is restaurants who bake their own bread and sell it as a standalone item. So if you're a chain that bakes your own bread, you sell it as a standalone loaf.
Then you don't have to pay a higher wage?
And apparently it affects Panera Bread, and I don't think anybody else.
Hmm. Yeah. I'm trying to think of a place. No. Yeah. Mm-mm.
And because Flynn owns many franchises. He's one of the largest franchise owners. Applebee's, Pizza Hut, Taco Bell, Wendy's. And he once bought a Napa Valley resort in 2014 that was managed by Newsom's hospitality firm.
Uh-huh.
Oh, so he and Newsom are under the sheets pretty deep there. Newsom claims that the exemption was just part of the sausage making in politics. Can you imagine going through this bill and there's an exemption just for restaurants that bake their own bread and sell their own standalone loaves? Who would that be? Oh, Newsom's buddy. Newsom's buddy, Greg Flynn. More fast food news. Wendy's is backing off its plan to roll out surge pricing. You know what surge pricing is?
Yeah, well, we just did that story yesterday. Now they're backing off of that?
That story has expired, yeah. Oh. Surge pricing, you think Uber, right?
Yeah.
The high demand periods, Uber pricing goes way off. I was in San Francisco once, and I was actually stuck. I was supposed to meet my wife and my son across the bridge, and the Uber prices were so high. It was like almost $100 just to go over the bridge. And my wife says, no, don't pay that. Just sit there until it comes down.
Just sit there. Okay. You make enough money that you don't have to do that if you don't want to, right?
But
I know it's not fair, 100%, but come on. You need to put your foot down.
I agreed with her. I'd get cheap on that stuff.
No, I know, but to sit there, I mean, gosh, I sit in traffic every day coming to work and going home that I just, my head just feels like it's going to explode.
They're
going to
charge you. And the thing is, I waited like half an hour and the price dropped by half.
Well, I mean, look, Look, you're a patient guy. I'm not. But it is crazy. If you want to go to the airport at a certain time, same thing. They charge a premium. Same. If you're going on a Saturday night, there's a premium.
When I come out of the airport, if I don't have a ride waiting for me, I take a walk. I go to the old-fashioned taxi because they have a standard price. Yeah. They don't have surge pricing. I'm really irritated. I mean, I try to occasionally take an Uber from my house. And there's something else. I don't know what happened. Maybe COVID disrupted things or they're not paying their drivers well. But the rides don't show up frequently. Three times in the last few months, I had an Uber or a Lyft come to the house and they never come. And you keep saying, we're finding another driver. And you see a little car coming and he's coming and he's coming. And then he disappears. He makes a left. It's like, oh, we're looking for another driver.
And have you been charged and you never got that driver? Because that's happened to us before. Or then you have to go fight it. And you have to say, wait a second, the driver never came, but you charged me.
Who do you call to fight it?
Husband has figured it out because that's happened to him a couple of times. And he gets the charges reversed. Wow. There's a number. It was a lot of Googling.
Right.
There was a lot of Googling to figure that out.
I couldn't get in contact with a single human. So anyway, they call it dynamic pricing. And yesterday, the CEO, Kirk Tanner, had said, we're going to begin testing more enhanced features like dynamic pricing. And people went nuts. In other words, the price of your cheeseburger would be higher during a high volume period like lunch.
Yeah, well, then why would you even bother going? There's so many other places that sell cheeseburgers or other.
So I don't know, 12 o'clock, it would be, what, $15?
Yeah.
You wait an hour, it's $6. Right.
9 o'clock in the morning, it's
Wendy's has this 4 for $4 deal where you get 4 items for $4. Imagine surge pricing, it's 4 for $30.
You can't live like that. One of the things about fast food is it's got a stable price. So if that's all you can afford, you know what you're going to get there. But the best comment was, maybe we should have dynamic payment, one of the customers said. Dynamic payments depending on how long our food took, how clean the restaurant is, or what time of day we visited.
Yeah.
You know, and that, yeah, I think that's a good idea. It's like, nah, you know what? I think I'm only paying $7 for that.
Yeah.
It took a little too long.
It's cold.
Burger was overdone. Yeah, the fries were cold, and it's not worth $12.
Smash and Grab got dynamic pricing on lock right now.
More coming up.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're live on the iHeartRadio app and on the podcast. It goes up on the iHeart app after 4 o'clock, John Cobalt on demand. We got John McKinney, an interview with him. He's one of the deputy DAs running to replace George Gascon. And he's one of two candidates that we are recommending. John McKinney is one. Tomorrow we'll tell you about the other. And we'll talk to that candidate as well. But listen to him. He's a good man. It was a good interview talking with him. Because I know you can only vote for one guy, but we're recommending two because we hope there's a boost for these two candidates and that they're in the finals, one of the top two. No Gascon in the finals and no Jeff Chemerinsky either because he's a mini Gascon. So you know which two not to vote for, Gascon and Chemerinsky. And we're going to give you two guys to vote for. Pick one of them. And we could get out of this mess. We had Steve Garvey on. I was almost going to say Steve Gregory, but he is not running for Senate. Steve Garvey, the Dodger great, is running for Senate. And there's polling out. It's actually Garvey hired this polling service WPA Intelligence is the name of the polling group. And they ran the poll from February 19th to 21st. And Steve Garvey is in second place running for the Senate, only 3 points behind Adam Schiff. Adam Schiff at 27, Garvey at 24, Katie Porter way back at 15. Now, you might think, well, of course, Garvey's going to have a poll that promotes him as doing well. Actually, when you do an internal poll, you don't want to kid yourself. If you're running for office, you want your poll to be correct because you want to know which direction you're going in and which issues are working for you. And if you're in trouble, you want to figure it out fast. So I find candidate internal polls from any candidate to be more useful. I mean, some people play dirty and put out a fake poll. That's true. But really, when you're running for office, I would want an accurate poll, whether it showed me, you know, at 60% or 2%. What's interesting is in this WPA poll, Steve Garvey gets almost 60% of the Republican vote, and he's number one among independent voters as well at 27%. Now, Schiff cleans up among Democrats, and obviously we've got a majority Democrat state. But it's what I'm saying. Garvey appeals to a lot of normal people who don't want more of the same terrible policies that we're soaked with in California. Interesting. The poll also went into the top five issues. Number one issue is illegal immigration and border security. 27% of the public says that's the number one issue. And that's the thing. Adam Schiff gives you the Biden policy. Now, why would you possibly want more of this? Who wants unchecked illegal immigration? Really? I'm asking. In fact, not only do we have unchecked illegal immigration, and it's spilling into California now, as we've been telling you, but look what they're proposing in the Assembly. I am not making this up. Assembly Bill 1840, introduced by Joaquin Arambula, would give first-time home buyers a loan worth up to 20% of the purchase price of a house or condo. And this is for illegal aliens. This is to give illegal aliens a loan worth up to 20%. So is this for the down payment? And you don't have to pay. Whenever the mortgage gets refinanced, you pay back the original amount of the loan plus 20% of the increase in the home's value. And the program doesn't address eligibility based on immigration status. So what Arambula wants to do is explicitly say that this is for undocumented immigrants. Because if it doesn't say it explicitly, illegal aliens may be discouraged or left out of the opportunity to participate, Arambula says. So he is for loans to illegal aliens so they can buy a home. Has anybody, good Lord, can you imagine this? You know how hard it is for people to buy homes here in California for American citizens who've been working for many years? How difficult, everybody knows how difficult it is, right? Everybody, if you're not having the problem yourself, you know somebody who's trying to save money to buy a home. Well, now if you're an illegal alien, you'll get a loan worth up to 20% of the purchase price. Wow. Why do you think they're coming over the border? They get free health care as of the 1st of January, free health care for illegal aliens in California, and now a free loan to get you started on buying a house. But hey, vote for Adam Schiff. That's a fair policy if you're a stupid American. Number two issue is inflation, gas prices, housing costs. And 20% of the public in California says that's their top issue. So almost half of the voters say it's illegal immigration or inflation, high gas, and housing prices. Well, again, Adam Schiff voted for all of Joe Biden's multi-trillion dollar excessive spending bills, which ignited inflation. How can you be worried about inflation, upset with the border, and vote for the guy who endorses open borders and voted for the spending bills that led to the inflation. Why would you do that? I'm just absolutely confounded by California voting patterns. If you have somebody or have a party, a philosophy that's working out, that's one thing. None of this is working out. We've got a ridiculous crime rate, an absurd amount of homelessness. We've got illegal aliens storming in by the thousands and thousands now over the border near San Diego. We've got gas prices at $5. Inflation's really high. And people want to vote for the same candidates who brought us these goodies, who promised more of it. So anyway, Garvey's 3 points behind Schiff in this poll. That'd be great. I mean, obviously an uphill battle in California, but you got to get to the finals. You gotta get in the top two to get to the finals. I just think there would be more angry people who are sick of what's going on. More people who think normally and want normal candidates. I have a quick vegan story. You asked me before I've had a vegan story.
I found one. You dug and dug and.
L.A. County Board of Supervisors has voted to incorporate more plant-based food into the food it offers at county-run facilities because they want to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Because the global food system accounts for 30% of greenhouse gas emissions.
Not because it's healthier.
No, but because eating meat warms the planet.
All right. Well, so, I'm not going to argue with more vegan options. That's for sure.
It doesn't say the food tastes better.
Well, it's vegan. Yeah. I'm sure it's delicious.
This will reduce greenhouse gas emissions and food waste and expand healthy food options. This is the geniuses Lindsay Horvath and Hilda Solis. Oh, my. This is what they're working on, huh?
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
KFI AM 640 live everywhere in the iHeartRadio app. And then Conway's coming up in minutes. And after 4 o'clock, we'll have the John Cobalt Show podcast. And we have an interview with John McKinney, Deputy DA running against Gascon. And he's one of our two recommendations to vote for to be the new DA. John McKinney and Mystery Person tomorrow. We'll have our second recommendation. I know you can only vote for one, but there's a top two to go on to November, right? And to go to the finals. So we want to put the spotlight on two of the best candidates. You choose from the two because we want to box out Gascon from the top two and box out Jeff Chemerinsky too as well because he's another Gascon. So we've got John McKinney. The interview is from 2 to 2:30. I guess that's hour two on the podcast. Listen to that. The tower, the graffiti tower downtown L.A. I was thinking we should call this the Bass Tower. This is the Karen Bass Tower. This is our representation to the world. About a 30-story tower, and 27 of the stories have graffiti. That took, that took a few days to cover. And Bass made a big stink about, we're gonna provide security here. We're gonna spend $4 million, on LAPD. Well, it looks like two people broke into the Bass graffiti tower anyway. Here's ABC 7 reporter Mark Cota Robles.
Police believe about eight individuals are still inside the building this morning. We've seen a couple of them roaming around. The LAPD helicopter telling those individuals to get out. This past Friday, the city started placing more fencing around the high-rise buildings, trying to keep these taggers and trespassers out, but it doesn't appear to be working. Again, police think about eight youngsters are still in there right now, waiting to sneak out. About 20 LAPD officers have this property surrounded. In fact, these officers have been stationed here outside Oceanwide Plaza 24/7, I'm told, for the past couple of weeks, trying to deter this activity from happening. That's, of course, a lot of resources that could be responding somewhere else. For now, the LAPD is not sending their officers inside. They're just waiting for those potentially juveniles to come out of the building. If they are located, they would likely be booked, cited, and then released to their parents. The message from police, go home. It's not worth it. At this point, someone is going to get seriously injured, if not worse.
So they're still in there? Did they ever come out? Do you know? They get cited and released to their parents, like the parents care. Conway's here.
Hey now, really bad news in Hollywood today. Richard Lewis passed away.
He was so funny.
The funniest guy in the world, man. Just the greatest. I ran into him about a year ago at Art's Deli, and we had a conversation, and I reminded him, he's one of only three people that ever walked off our radio show. There's only three.
Is that right?
Yeah, and he's one of them. I'll tell you that story. It's a longer story.
Well, but we interviewed him, and he didn't walk off.
Right, because you didn't do what I did, and I screwed up. But I later apologized to him at Art's Deli. And I said, hey, Richard, you know, I'm really sorry for, you know, coming on the show. You know, you walked off the show. And his response was, wait a minute, you have a radio show? And so I thought he was kidding. And then the guy with me goes, he doesn't know who you are. I said, I know what I just told him. I told him the circumstance. He goes, he still doesn't remember.
He doesn't know he walked out on you.
No, he has no idea.
All right, well.
Very funny guy. Orny Adams is coming on today. That's a cool guy. Very funny comic over there in the comedy world. And then so we'll ask him about Richard Lewis. I'm sure he knew him. And then Christina Pascucci, who could be the next senator for the state of California, is coming on to 505.
Yeah, she's running too.
That's right.
All right. Conway's coming up.
A lot of action today, John. Yes, a lot of action. And Ding Dong with you.
Ding Dong.
Come on.
Yeah. And we got Crozier with the news. Live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom. Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bizzle Fuma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.